Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am so excited to be here today. A wonderful day, overcast in South Florida, but still we have warm weather. I'm hearing some reports of the north that some cold weather is coming through, but hey, move to Florida. It's a good thing down here. We're having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. So I thank you for joining us this morning. I truly appreciate it. It's a great day. We have some things that we want to discuss. Again, as people are coming on, I am Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host for today. And we have an exciting topic for mothers and daughters. Of course, this is the Thanksgiving season. So when you're talking about Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of times people have different ideas about Thanksgiving and its meaning. So again, good morning and to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Thank you. Last week was a wonderful week. We had more people on last week, I think, than we've ever had before. So it's growing and growing and growing, and I thank God for that. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to get on Saturday morning and speak to mothers and daughters around the world. And I literally say that because we're getting texts and, you know, we can go back and look and see who's signing on, and people are signing on from all over via the Internet. What I do like about it is that it's a very simple technique. You can call online simply by dialing from your cell phone, and you could be anywhere, walking around, shopping. You can listen as you go, but I want to encourage you to get with your mother and daughter friends and create mother and daughter roundtables and have mother and daughter roundtable discussion. When we finish the radio program, I want you to continue discussing the topic or create a list of topics and make it a mother and daughter get-together on Saturday mornings or any day of the week that is, you know, convenient for you. The whole method is around cultivating the mind so that you would concentrate more on your relationship with your daughter, be it your daughter that you birthed or a young lady that is in your life, granddaughter, daughter-in-law, you know. Look at that relationship and how do you want to cultivate that relationship and how you want to help that particular young lady to become a godly woman and a good mother for the future and how to raise her children. I want to thank you as the listeners for coming on every Saturday morning. I tell you, I am so grateful for you. I see you there every Saturday morning. Some of you are on every Saturday morning, and I thank you because there are so many things that you could be doing, but you take time out and you stop or you plug me in some way and listen to what the Lord is saying to you through me. So I'm hoping that, you know, each Saturday that it gets more and more exciting. I get excited when I hear the topic. When God gives me the topic, I go, wow, this is a good one. And I get excited to be able to discuss it with you and then to listen to all of the comments that follows. It's just exciting because that's where I get the good news from. That's when I get the report. When people are texting and emailing saying, wow, what a good show, and they comment on the people that are talking and sharing their wisdom, because that's where they grow. Not necessarily from me all the time, because you have to keep in mind I'm just a facilitator. My job is to facilitate the roundtable and to get the conversation stimulated so that people can, you know, give their share their stories with you. And each story that is shared, someone grow from it. We've had an interesting conversation from a young lady 2 weeks ago, and that has stimulated a lot of conversation about the mother and daughter relationship between an adult daughter and her mother. So thank you for listening. I pray that we continue to be a blessing And for the ones that are listening by radio, but I have to say this just in case, we're on blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com via your computer. You can go to Mother and Daughter Bonding Network and click on air, and you can listen as you work on your computer. Or you can join us at 347-539-5078 and click 1 to join the conversation. Our topic today is on mothers teaching their daughters how to cultivate a lifestyle of Thanksgiving. Now, when we say lifestyle, that is a little different from just Thanksgiving. When we say cultivate, this is what we're going to talk about today. How do we cultivate a lifestyle of Thanksgiving? Again, I'm Dr. Betsy Fletcher, and I'm your host. A couple of announcements for today. We had a wonderful time on the cruise, and, of course, last week we talked a little bit about that. But I want you to keep in mind, we're going to keep it moving. We have June 2011. We are going on a cruise. We're going to the Bahamas. The cruise committee was formulated from the ladies that some of the ladies that went on the cruise this past month, and Jamaica is the chosen destination, and we're looking at the second week in June. So if you want to join us, let me know. It's $50 for your deposit. If you can get those $50 in as quickly as possible, you will secure. We don't have the exact price. Of course, it changes. We're trying to set that as quickly as possible, because some mothers are, have more than one daughter, and we want to make sure that the price is reasonable enough. And hopefully we can get some sponsors to help sponsor some mothers and daughters on the cruise as well. And our thinking right now for the activities for next year, we are going to combine. I'm working with a group of ladies called the Ambassadors. The Ambassadors are an advisory board for the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. As we build our million-member network team, and we're working with various organizations, women organizations, churches, to put together this network. What we are doing there, we are looking at combining the gala, because some people like the activities that we do on land, and some people like the cruise. Of course, everybody likes the cruise. I haven't had anybody say they didn't want to go on a cruise. But for the ones that can't go, we don't want to have an activity that will cut a mother and daughter out of the fun, the education, the event in itself. So we are leaning towards starting on Thursday evening, people are coming in, mothers and daughters, and having a series of workshops and activities on Friday, having the mother and daughter ball on Saturday night, church services on Sunday morning, and they rest Sunday afternoon, and getting on the ship on Monday and cruising to the Bahamas Monday and getting off on Friday. So that would give an extended period of time, meaning that you could do either or all of the above. So we want to be able so that the local people can come as well as. So I'm thinking with the network, we're going to have a great crowd of mothers and daughters from all over the world. We are going international, so I'm excited about that as well. Ambassadors, I thank you for all that you do. Each week we meet, and they work very hard at putting this together. And one Saturday we'll get to talk to them on the radio as well. Now, this week we're talking about, this is the week of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thanksgiving weekend. I appreciate it. It was good. I've had a lot of invitations, and I couldn't really accept an invitation. Everybody that asked, it was like something wasn't right in my spirit. I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to commit. And I discovered on Thursday why I didn't commit, because that was a day that I actually spent just in Thanksgiving with me and the Lord. So then I realized why I couldn't commit, because there was something else that I needed to do. But I thank you guys for inviting me. I know you love me, and I love you too as well. I want to talk to you today about cultivating a lifestyle of Thanksgiving. And when I say that, I'm talking about something that started a year ago. I remembered my daughter, Angela, calling me. She says, Mama, she says, she was listening at Copeland, Kenneth Copeland. I think most of you guys know him and his wife, Gloria. And she went on and she was looking for them to be on there that particular day. And all of a sudden, there was someone else on there. And she said to me, golly, I wanted to get my word in. I wanted to hear the Copelands. Who is this guy? Who is he? Why is he on here? But she listened to him. And this particular gentleman was Keith Moore. Now, Keith Moore, as my sister told me, he's my brook. She explained that to me. She says, you know, we all are fed different places. Well, I realized that God spoke to me through Keith, and he became my brook. And during the year, this is our anniversary, Angela and I, my daughter. We started this week listening to Keith. She called me. She says, Mama, you've got to listen to Keith Moore. She says, I'm telling you. And then I can't even go in. She was so excited. I said, okay. So I got online, and I started listening to Keith. Well, you know, as many of you know, I tell you that I speak to my daughter every day. It's not an exception. It's just the lifestyle. My mother did it to me. Every day she spoke to me early morning, and then my daughter, and then when my daughter got married, of course, she changed it around, and the granddaughter became more important, that's what I told her, than me, and then she'd call Angie, and then she'd call me. Well, this is something that was nurtured and seeds planted in my life of communication with my mother. But she would tell me, she says, I can't imagine waking up one morning and going out on my day and not knowing if you are alive. And that's how important it was to her. She needed to know that I was okay so she could start her day. And then all of a sudden, those seeds were planted in me, and I needed to know the same with my daughter. And some people would say to me, you sure that's kind of controlling? No, it's not controlling. It's just a hello, and it's okay with us. You know, we don't look at it that way. And I'm sure when my grandsons get off and they get married, my daughter will continue that same behavior because it's a lifestyle. We just do it automatically. You don't think about it. So with that, we're used to talking every day, but we started listening to Keith Moore. And with Keith, we started doing Bible study. And each morning, our conversations were changed from just, hello, how you doing, what you doing today, blah, blah, blah. We started talking about God and what we've learned. And we didn't study the same particular outline because I was led in a different way and she was led in a different way. And we would come together and we'd have these conversations and so excited about what we learned and the lessons that we were studying. And then we would go away and say, okay, we're going to come back today at the end of the day and we're going to discuss all about lessons and how God, what God has done for us today. And at the end of the day, or during the day, we'd call each other and then she would say to me, what God done now? You know, and it became a joke. But in the meantime, we developed cultivating a lifestyle of thanksgiving just by listening because we began thanking God for everything that was going on during the day and praying and agreeing on things in our life throughout the day. And this week, it came to me, this is your anniversary week when you started a life of cultivating Thanksgiving. And I know you may think, Thanksgiving, well, I give thanks all the time. Well, that's not what I'm talking about in the essence of the word. I'm talking about cultivating a lifestyle. Yeah, we all give thanks at different times. But this is something that brought our relationship together, and we became prayer partners, and we became best friends and created a whole lifestyle around our conversation. And our conversation became about the good and looking at the good, and we would just count the good and just have fun with it. So with that kind of stimulated our conversation for the day, and I asked her if she would just get on today. I said, you know, because maybe in some way we can look at that. Now, when I was asking God, of course, you know, what is it that you want me to talk about, it came up. You know, this is your anniversary, you know, your lifestyle that you're looking at of Thanksgiving. And I also said, well, Lord, you know, how do I explain that to someone else? That's a personal journey. And with that, this is sort of what I came up with, and as God came up with through me, and I hope you bear with me just a moment because I'm kind of excited about it, but yet I don't want to be overbearing as well. It says, when most people hear the word Thanksgiving, the first thought that comes to their mind is the holiday, and they think about Thanksgiving, the day, you know, getting together with individuals, having a Thanksgiving feast and laughing and joyful. That's what they think about. Because Thanksgiving, that's the day, and that's the beginning of what we call the holiday season. I think that's because when you're a child, you get so excited when you hear Thanksgiving. You know you're going to eat, you know grandmother's coming over, you're going to grandmother's house, and you get so excited because, you know, the big day is soon to come. You know, you are looking at, I only have a few more days before Christmas, before Santa Claus comes, you know, as a child. That's exciting. You know, Thanksgiving, we get past this, then we can get to the holiday. Now, that cultivates a thought, a whole mindset in a child, because they want to rush past a Thanksgiving so they can immediately get to Christmas. And the reason I say that is because I was picking up a friend last week to go to a meeting. And as I was driving to her house, I looked and I saw this gentleman. He was just busy, 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 like a little ant. You know how ants just running around and getting it done, decorating his house for Christmas. And I thought, oh, my goodness, we haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving yet. Why would someone want to jump to Christmas? But, you know, those were the thoughts in my mind. He had the yard completely decorated. Everything was in place, and he was up on the roof, and he was, you know, stringing the lights. And that evening when we returned to my friend's house, I noticed he had lights all over the roof. The whole yard was lit up, and he was the very first to have his Christmas decorations up. And I said to her, boy, he's in a hurry. She said he does it every year. He wants to be the first to do it. And I thought about that. I said, why would someone want to rush past the moment that you live in now to get to a moment that you have not even reached yet? You just assume that you're going to receive that moment. So he'd gone past Thanksgiving and mentally gone all the way to Christmas. So that kind of brought me to our topic in a way. It made me think about it. I said, okay, to cultivate is first to plant something. You have to tend to it, and you have to nurture it on a daily basis to get, you know, your best harvest. And what are we cultivating in our minds? What are we getting? Are we getting our best harvest? How do you get your best harvest? A lifestyle is a way of living. It is your everyday life. Some may call it a standard of living. To cultivate a lifestyle of Thanksgiving, mothers, you must plant a seed into your mind and then into the minds of your daughters in order for them to cultivate a moment-to-moment thought of giving thanks throughout the day. And as one day rolls into another, they become their thoughts. What do I mean by a thought of giving? A thought of giving is simply giving thanks for all the blessings that appears into your life on a daily basis. It is constantly thanking God within your interconversation for the things that only you and God know that are happening in your life as you go through the day. When you nurture and develop your words, your thoughts, within your conversation, the intro conversation, and let me explain that to some people that might be new. I haven't done the intro conversation in a while, but I always work it in because that's that conversation that goes on within your head. That's your personal dialogue with you and God. You are cultivating your mind to receive the good in that moment. You don't want to go past your present life, which is now, right now, this moment, and move to the future. You want to enjoy this moment. You want to cultivate this moment because only in this moment do you have life. This is the present that God has given you. God gives you a present, and the present is this moment. Now, every day, God gives you 24 hours, and within those 24 hours, you get 1,440 minutes. And within those 1,440 minutes, you get 86,400 seconds. 86,400 is the number of presents you get from God each day. Now, I'm going to say that to you again. Every day you get 24 hours, and within those 24 hours you get 1,440 minutes. And within those 1,440 minutes, you get 86,400 seconds. And 86,400 is the number of presents you get from God each day. Every breath that you take equals 1 second. God gives you a gift of life 86,400 times a day. Now, that's a lot of giving. Now, that's where you can place that statement that people say, you can't beat God's giving. People say it all the time, but do they really know what they're saying to the extent that you cannot beat God's giving? He gives you 86,400 presents a day, and that's the breath of life. Now, even with that, God only asks us to give him 10% of our new growth, things that are coming into our lives. So we're getting 86,400 gifts a day, and we give him back only 10% of what we receive, then we should be giving him back at least 8,640 thank yous. Because he's given us life. And when you do that, you stay within the moment. You don't have time to think outside of the box. You don't have time to get outside of the present that you have. Because your present is your life. And every breath you take, if you concentrate on where you are at this moment and stay in your presence, you won't step outside of that, and you can receive the good, and you can see the good, and you'll cultivate a life of thanksgiving by thanking God. Because if you think, I would not be here if I did not breathe. It takes the air that I breathe to live, and I thank you. Now I want you to stop and think, how many times do you give thanks to God each day? And you, and only you, will know if you're anywhere close to 8,640 times. But even with that, he knows that we're human, and he sent God, Jesus, to fill in for us. But you think about it. I just wanted to plant a seed into your mind, and I hope that it grows. And if it grows in your mind, you will cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving, because your day will be consumed with giving God thanks for all the gifts that he's given you. Now, do you see why it's important to stay within your moment and don't try to go past God and his giving? Because it goes right back to that statement, you cannot beat God and his giving, even with your 10%. Thank you for listening, and I'm going to open up the line to receive the comments. Wow. Cultivating a lifestyle of thanksgiving. That's the topic. Good morning. Oh, I guess I can see your hand. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but the computer don't want me to talk to you today. So I'm going to try this at a different way. Let's see. Just hold on. I'll just keep talking. The lifestyle. You know, when you start talking about planting seeds and helping an individual grow and develop their relationship and bringing an awareness to them, then sometimes the enemy doesn't want that to happen. And as much as I'm trying here, it's like I see your hands and I cannot get you on. Okay, let's see if we can do it this time. Good morning, 336.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You know, it's fighting this battle.
Well, we got the victory.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is good. I'm glad you chose this topic because it really breaks down what the world has turned Thanksgiving to mean. You know, they really have made it into a day, a holiday. It really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning. And a lot of the things that people say they're grateful for, sometimes it's not even, I mean, it's not even the real stuff that we should be grateful for when we look at all that God has done. When we look at the big picture and where God has taken us, a lot of times people just don't understand that, you know, exactly what we should be grateful for. So I'm glad because you can't really be grateful and be pitiful. You know, when we do cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving, just getting in a habit of being grateful for everything, just being in a habit of thanking God. You know, the Bible does tell us, in all things give thanks, for that is the will of God for us. And so when we get in a habit of just being thankful and just thanking, even when things aren't going our way, you don't have time to really focus on those things that are wrong because you are giving your attention to the things that are right. You're giving your attention to what God has truly gifted you with, and you just can't do both. You can't be thankful and be pitiful. And to be truthful, you can tell when someone is thankful or having a lifestyle of thanksgiving from their conversation. You know, their conversation is always, woe is me, or I need, or I wish, or why this? And, you know, that is not really the talk of someone who is giving thanks, who has thanksgiving. That's not a person who is really displaying thankfulness. So it's a lot we have to take in and a lot we have to work on. So I'm glad you're bringing this topic up because it's so important that, you know, we teach the girls at a young age how to be thankful and what to be thankful for. And once you get in that habit and help them to develop that habit, their life can be so much more than what ours is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and it's so amazing because we're speaking to Angela, just for the listening audience, which is my daughter. You know, when I called you this morning and God was talking to me as I was typing, and I was like, wow, God said, let them know how many presents I give them a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no way that they should ever be sad. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. If you concentrate on how many presents I give you, you should walk around with a smile on your face. A smile should be plastered on your face.
That's right.
Because I think what happens is that we are born breathing. We are born, and I'm coming, listening audience, I see the hands up. I just want to make this point. We are born just automatically, you know, our hands will just reach over and pick something up. We don't even have to think about it. Everything just moves because that's the way we were born. And we came here with that ease. Until that hand or that arm or something is broken or some pain or something comes to it, you don't even really pay attention to it. It's just an automatic thing that's a part of you.
Right.
And because we don't realize, you know, breath, to breathe, is the gift of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about that, I would say, I was like, God, wow. Thank you for the revelation. He says, 86,400 times I give you a gift every day.
Mm.
I mean, we should be just really on our knees all day. It'll take you all day to say thank you because you'd have to thank yourself for every breath. But he only asked for 10%. And even if he did 10% of thank yous in a day.
Mm-hmm.
That would take up the majority of your day. You wouldn't have time to concentrate on anybody else and their stuff.
And all it takes is one thing to happen to get you in a position to really be thankful for what you have. When God healed me from pneumonia, the enemy tried to take my breathing. And it's a scary thing. If you've never been able to catch your breath, you don't realize how scary that is, because that's something you don't, like you said, you just don't think about it. But when God healed me from that pneumonia, I knew that the enemy was trying to keep me from breathing air. Mm-hmm. And that is a scary thing to think. And we take it for granted. We just automatically know we're going to breathe in, we're going to breathe out, our heart is going to pump. You know, we don't think about those things. But it's truly a miracle and
it
a
is.
Gift from God.
Every second. Thank you for sharing that. Love you.
Love you.
Good morning, 301. Praise God. Good morning. Such an invigorating topic this morning. I hope you can hear me. I'm out here walking. And somehow or another, the Lord didn't have me to bring my iPod today. And I had my cell phone. I thought, let me listen to Dr. Fletcher this morning. And Lord, it has been really inspiring to me. Because, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, in all things, give thanks. You're not thanking him for the bad, but you're thanking him because when you have your challenges, he's right there in there with you to see you through. So I just thank God this morning because I've been going through some challenges. And people wonder, how do I still smile, keep going? But I know God got it. And, you know, my daughter is very close to me also. When I have these down moments or begin to talk negative, oh, Mom, no. You're talking negativism and damnation. So she's my reminder now that in all things, even when in the good, even in the challenges, if we have the Lord as our Savior, then we know what He's going to see us out of it. So I just want to say good morning and thank you for the message this morning. How inspiring.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Magruder. Thank you, Dr. Magruder. You inspired us. We're going to get out and start walking. And see, that's what I'm talking about. God is so good. He gives us a vehicle that we can use. We can plant seeds and people can receive it even when they're out there exercising and maintaining the most holy part of us. And that's the kingdom of body. So keep walking. Thank you for the encouraging words. We appreciate it. And see, what you're getting back from your daughter are the seeds that you planted in her earlier. Because if you hadn't planted those seeds, you could not be so far.
Exactly. And I thank God for her, too.
Thank God for you. You take care.
All right.
Love you.
Be blessed now.
All right. Okay, my goodness, this is good. Okay, let's go to another, we're coming up the line here, let's go to 678. My computer just acting up. I don't know.
got you over there. You're going to have to beat the enemy at his own game this morning. Go with me. We're going to make this happen. It's going to happen. I need you guys to pray at this moment that we are not defeated on this, because we have so many people that want to speak and things that I can't get to them, so I have to try something totally different. Message. It's a message that will change your life. It will change your life. And it will not allow me to get past this.
Am I still on?
Yes. Could you hang up? You know what? It will not allow me to disconnect from you. And I can hear the cries and all that.
Let me see, can I disconnect from you, and maybe you can get others on.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
This is powerful. Doesn't want me to get this across, but it's going to happen. Wow. It's still not allowing me to do this. I hate it when I have this moment, but it's okay, because I'm thankful. The switchboard is lit up. It is remaining to stay lit, and we're still going to talk about the gift that God has given you, your life. God has given you the life to breathe, to enjoy, and to cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And the more we get into giving God praise, the enemy is going to get angry. But it's okay. It's nothing he can do about it. He's been defeated. Jesus has defeated him. And he cannot stop anything. We'll keep going. And we'll get it to where we defeat. Now, let's go to 678. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just want to just thank you for such a good topic this morning. In fact, Dr. Magruder and Angie said two scriptures that came to my mind in all that we're to give thanks in everything. And a lot of times people do not understand. We take for granted just to be able to get up every morning, giving the alarm clock the credit for waking us up. And we take it for granted that we just have the ability just to walk around in our, you know, with our right mind, with the ability and the use of our limbs, you know, just the ability to just be able to dress ourselves, bathe ourselves, even to go to the restroom. You know, those are things that we just take for granted. But those are things that we need to be able to, we need to just thank God for every day. In fact, the Bible tells us repeatedly, David tells us in the book of Psalms, he tells us to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, that is a commandment. We are to bless God. We are to exalt him. And as we continue to exalt and bless the Lord and delight ourselves in the Lord and keep our focus on him with thanksgiving and everything that we have and everything that he allows us to do, for the favor that he gives us that goes before us and for the grace and the mercy that follow us, then God said he'll give us the desires of our hearts. But once we take our focus off of him and we start murmuring and complaining, looking at what Uncle Joe or Aunt Susie have or our next-door neighbor have, looking at those things and allowing that spirit of jealousy to come forth, we cut our blessings. We cut, and it's a slap to God's face when he has blessed us with so many things, and we take time to look in another man or another woman's corner and see what they have, and then start comparing ourselves. Because God say we were wonderfully made. You know, we are his creation. So each one of us has something to be thankful for. Each person in the body of Christ has a job to do for the Lord. And every people get the misunderstanding that ministry can only come from behind a pulpit. But I beg to differ with the body of Christ today. If you are a part of the body of Christ, you are to thank God for your gift. Ask him to show you how to cultivate and use that gift for the upbuilding of his kingdom, whether it's taking care of the pastor, carrying his Bible, singing on the choir, ministering to the homeless, missionary work. We all are, it's like a big puzzle, and we all have a part that has to fit to make up the whole. So we just need to be thankful. And everything. I mean, even when you don't see it, the Bible tells us to call things that are not as though they are. So even when you can't see it, you take the promises of God and you thank him for his word, because God's word will stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God said his word will never fail. So even in that, when things don't look like you want them to look like, if you're standing on the promises of God, then you know without a shadow of a doubt, if you're trusting him, these things are going to come to pass.
That is true. And with all of that, that's why I think the Lord led me this morning to break the time down. Because, you know, time is so precious. Time is life. Every moment that you sit around and do nothing, when I say nothing, it's, you know, dealing in somebody else's business or entertaining some conversation that is not going to edify God or the kingdom, then that's nothing. Because
that's
anything
right.
That's anything are things that are doing something to help another brother or sister or, you know, edify the kingdom.
Amen.
So when you really think about it and you think about getting to the simplicity of it, which is actually the principle of it, which is breath. Just as my daughter said, and I never heard her say that until now, and I'm telling you guys, that touched my heart in a way. I mean, the mother came out in me when she was talking. And I took all I had to hold that together, because I never realized she experienced that fear of not being able to breathe. Now, you know, that to me took me to a different place. She didn't tell me that. And even though I knew she had pneumonia, and even though I know it had something to do with her breathing, she never expressed the fact. And even though I was constantly keeping her going back to the doctor, you know, checking, praying. And she says, we agreed that she was healed. And she says, I said, I'm not going back, I'm healed. And we said, okay. And she was healed. But, you know, just the fear. I never experienced that, and I hope that I never will. But just to hear her say that, let me know what God is saying today. That, you know, the breath that you breathe, every second I give it to you, you attend to that, and you won't have anything else that you need to attend to. Because by the time you get to thanking me for allowing you to breathe, everything else will be added to you. Thank you for listening to that. Let me get this other caller, because I know I'm going on and on and on. Thank you very much, Janice. Good morning, 954.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wow. I am fine. How are you doing?
I'm awesome.
Thank you for waiting.
I'm awesome in Jesus' name. And this topic this morning immediately took me to a place where I think about my girlfriend and her daughter, and I don't think she would mind me sharing this with you. Just like you and Angie, you guys talk every day and not just surface talk. You talk about the goodness of God in your lives. She sent me this email on Thanksgiving Day. This is a girlfriend who, in 2007, her daughter gave birth 12-something in the afternoon. and one something in the morning, her daughter, not the baby, her daughter passed away in her sleep. And so my girlfriend is raising the grandbaby. And this is what she texted me Thanksgiving morning. She said, bless you and your family and Thanksgiving, and always fill your days with love, laughter, and wonder. Take time to notice, appreciate, and enjoy. Count blessings, friends, and happy moments, and celebrate the miracles around you each and every day. If that's not a lifestyle of Thanksgiving, I don't know what is. She gave the perfect definition of cultivating a lifestyle of thanks. Because we are to be thankful in all things. Even when this young lady's daughter died, I showed up to the hospital. She was literally, as they were reading her her last rites, she was literally on her knees thanking God. Because guess what? He saved the best for last. He could have taken her and the baby. In all that she was experiencing, she was on her knees thanking God at that moment. No, he said we are. He didn't say we are to thank him for everything, but he said we are to thank him in everything. And she got it, because I had never saw strength like I saw strength in a human being that particular day. This young lady and her daughter was extremely close, just like you and Angie. But when I saw that, I was like, my God, if this young woman can thank you at the foot of the daughter, your only daughter, this was her only daughter. This was her firstborn. What an awesome God we serve when we get that message that you are to thank me in everything. And she certainly amplifies what it is to thank God in everything. Even at the point she was thanking him.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. You need to type that up.
I beat you to it. I already did.
Okay, good. See, that's confirmation. The Lord, confirms, you know what I'm saying? So thank you very, very much. I really, truly appreciate that. What an awesome story. Yes, when you can thank God at the moment that he's taking your daughter and your only daughter, then you know that your relationship with God, you know who God really, really is. Because most people can want to blame God or want to make God the enemy at a time of death, which in reality we should thank him because, he is the head and he has the answers. He knows all things. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Have a great day. This is Cynthia.
Amen.
Good morning, 347. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm enjoying this topic very much.
Thank you.
I was emailed by my girlfriend, and I decided to call.
Okay. And what is your name?
I had no idea that I'd actually get on. But, just thanking God for all. Mm-hmm. Thanking him for giving us the ability, if we choose, to walk in his steps. I know the topic is about having a daughter. I don't have a daughter. I have daughter-in-laws. But I do just have appreciation, and I'm very much thankful for having children. They're not girls, like their sons. But God give us, He made us in his image. So that means we have so much to our lives if we choose to walk in his spirit.
Yes. You know, and I, the one thing that we, I don't know if you listened before, and sometimes I don't get it out every week, and I guess I should make it a part of my program, is that every woman is a daughter, and you have a mother and daughter story, regardless of whether you have sons or not. My daughter has sons. So it doesn't matter. You are a daughter, and you have a mother and daughter story to share, and you've walked down that road. And more importantly, you mentioned something key. You have daughter-in-laws, and it sounds to me that you consider them as your daughters, and that's a precious thing, and that's what we push. You know, when your son marry a young lady, someone else's daughter, you should receive that that young lady as your daughter and treat her as such.
Yes, and this is my first time connecting, and I'm just so happy to be able to connect. Cecilia Davis, she's a friend of mine, and she emailed me the number. And like I said, I live every day with appreciation. I realized that I was made in the image of God. And all I do every day is try to develop my God-like qualities, the spirit.
All right.
You know, so
I
just want to say
that because, go ahead, I'm sorry, it's breaking up
I'm just thankful. I live every day with appreciation. And just, I try to be mindful, you know, of walking in the footsteps of God, knowing that I was made in his image. So I have God-like qualities. I have the ability to choose to do what will glorify him and glorify myself and my family through him, through his spirit.
You know what I like? I like the word that you use, to choose. That is it right there in a nutshell, because we have a will. We have a will, and God loved us so much that he gave us a will. He's not going to make us love him. He gave us a will, and if we want to love him, you know, and we don't, that's a choice. He wants us to come because we are willing to come. And that's the choice that you're making. I truly appreciate you joining us today. I love it when, you know, first-time visitors come on, or when someone just decides, I'm going to jump in there, you know, and I'm going to say, because you really are saying something that is planting a seed in the minds of the listeners, and you got mothers and daughters out there that it's going to grow from what you're saying. So I look forward to hearing from you on Saturday mornings, and maybe you'll join us again.
Yes, indeedy, and I just want to thank you. And thank God
you
for putting me in touch with people that always, you know, give me positive affirmations, always give me something positive, food for thought, so I know that I am truly blessed. And like I said, her name is Cecilia Davis, and my name is Carolyn White. God bless you, and thank you so much.
And God bless you. You have a blessed day.
And I will be tuning in.
All right. That's what I like to hear. I tell you.
Okay, you get to the point now.
People have to get on early because it's just growing. I appreciate that, Carolyn.
Okay,
have a great day.
Okay, I sure will. Uh-huh. I'll make this commitment. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
The vaccine.
Good morning, 646.
How are you? This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was just listening. I just joined the conversation.
Great. We're talking about cultivating a lifestyle. Mothers teaching their daughters how to cultivate a lifestyle of Thanksgiving and how we should be thankful. And just to give you the gist, if you're just getting on, God placed on my heart to share that he gives us 24 hours in a day, and he gives us, that equals to 1,440 minutes in a day, and that gets us all the way down to 86,400 seconds a day, and each one of those seconds are the life that we breathe, because every breath you take takes a second, and each breath is a gift from God, and that gift, if we are supposed to give him 10% back from what he's given us, we should be thanking him at least 8,640 times a day. So that's the gist of it. I just thought I'd run across that since you are just coming on.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm thankful for many of things, and I try to instill that into my children to be thankful mm-hmm. for the things that they have and, you know, always give God praises for the things that we do have. You know, people take a lot of things for granted, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, it's always a blessing to, you know, give God his grace, you know, for the day, because if it wasn't without him, then where would we be, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I instill mm-hmm. that in my daughter to be thankful for the things that she has and try to mm-hmm. also show her that also by her seeing me thanking God. You understand?
Right, right. That's the point right there. That's why we have, and I know you're a first-time caller, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what we do when we get together on Saturday mornings at the round table here, what we are doing is promoting mothers, setting the example, because your daughter will do as you do. And if you set the example, she's going to follow that. Believe it or not, it may look like she's not following you at the moment, but if you keep doing, she's going to model, and as she grows, it'll just become a lifestyle. Because what
right.
you're doing, you're cultivating seeds in the minds of your daughter with your actions. And you don't realize it. It becomes something that's so easy and so natural that you don't realize. That's why when women get to a certain age, they realize, wow, I'm turning into my mother. Because those seeds have been cultivating in a silent kind of way. And they will harvest. They will come up to be. And you will see yourself the older you get harvesting more and more thoughts and more behaviors and actions that are just like your mother.
Okay.
So keep doing the things that you know you want your daughter to do, and she's going to harvest those thoughts. Thank you for calling. You have a blessed
Thank
day.
Thank you. And I'll talk to you soon, cousin.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Let's see. We've got another. This is interesting today, you guys. We are going to get this out. I tell you, I have never in my life had the challenges that we're having with the computer. But you know what? It's a good one because these seeds are being planted, and you all are going to think as you go through your day, each day, you're going to think about, wow, I just had a breath of fresh air, and God just gave me a gift. He gave me a gift. It's going to cross your mind. That's the seed that we're planting. So I ask you to bear with me. Just doesn't want this to happen. I'm trying to get 347 in, and just doesn't seem to want to go there. So keep in mind, you have been given a challenge today. You have been given a word, and the word is present. How many presents are you getting per day? I want you to keep that in mind. I want you to share this with someone. And I want you to think, how many times have I given thanks? Did I do my 10% today? Did I say thank you enough today? Good morning, 347.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Betsy?
Yes, I tell you. I love
yes.
it. It's a challenge, but we're getting there. This is an important
yes,
topic.
Yes, I just want to thank you this morning. I'm so glad I got on, and I just praise God, and I just thank God for you. And I never looked at it as God giving us 86,400 seconds of a day. That's a lot to be thankful for, and to give 10% of that back, you won't have time to have idle conversation or anything of the sort. You just have time to keep blessing and be positive in your life, and that's a good way of thinking about it and looking at it. And I also just want to thank my girlfriend, Carolyn White. I enjoy what she had to say today. I'm glad she came out. I'm thank God for my niece Danielle. She called, and I just get a joy when I see positive sisters coming together to help themselves and have a positive role model to follow as Dr. Betsy. And I just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And just like Angela said, people forget what really Thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is not only about cooking and getting together with your family, but to be thankful every day of what God gives everybody. And I'm just so thankful.
Well, thank you. You know, to wrap this up, this has been an exciting show. I think even I've never had the challenges we've had on this one, but this makes it very special to me because I know people are going to walk away and they are going to think about the conversation. It's going to play back in their mind, in their conversation, and they're going to say thank you more often. And you can never say it enough, so no one pat themselves on the back and say, oh, I give thanks to God, I give thanks to God, that don't pertain to me. You can never give God enough thanks, because if you're not doing 8,640 thank yous a day, you're not even giving 10%. So until you do that, then you can pat yourself on the back. And if you did that, you would be saying, you would do nothing else in the day but praise and thank you. And that would be a 24-hour thing for you as a human. So what I'm saying is don't get too far out there. And as my girlfriend and my daughter told me, you know, don't start thinking too much of yourself. Stay focused on God. And
amen.
Know that he is the one that's why you're here. And while you're thinking on God, I just want to plant another seed. Why are you here? Why are you here? What are you doing with the time? Did you ask God, why am I here? Because time is moving on, not going backwards. You need to find out, am I in my purpose? Am I in the right place for my grace? Think about that. Have a great week. God love you. I love you. I truly, truly appreciate all that you do and your conversations as we help and share pearls of wisdom with mothers and daughters around the world. Have a blessed week. It's on. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.